News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Department of Education has said that a huge logistical operation took place over the weekend to ensure that all schools will be reopened after the mid-term break this morning. This is following the structural defects controversy. But not all students are returning to the classroom. We're joined on the line now by our reporter Shane Beattie, who's at Tyrrellstown Educate Together National School. Shane, what's the latest out there?
Well, the latest, Paul, I'm looking at the two schools that you mentioned. So the two schools are Tyrrellstown Educate Together and also St. Luke's National School, which was formerly Mulhuddard and now it is in Tyrrellstown. So they're actually on the one site, the two schools, along with the community centre, and both of them remain closed this morning. And the reason is that the schools themselves have decided not to reopen. The Department of Education very keen to point out that individual decisions on whether schools open or not is down to the principals and the boards of management. Both of these schools had hoped to be able to open the ground floors of their buildings this morning. Indeed, in a statement from the department yesterday at 5 o'clock, they were saying these schools would reopen. But the schools themselves have said that they have concerns that work to make the schools safe hadn't been finished to a high enough standard. That's on the St. Luke's National School website. They said there were sharp edges, unfinished woodwork, so they are not open. The rest of the schools that needed work are going to open this morning. And in fairness, there was a lot of work went on over the weekend, right up until 10 or 11 o'clock last night. There were works taking place on these schools to make sure that the schools actually opened this morning.
Yeah, now Shane, it's almost 2 weeks since this controversy first emerged. It would appear, would I be correct in saying this, that it is not as catastrophic as originally thought.
Well, 42 buildings were inspected and assessed. And then when they looked at the 42 schools, they identified 22 schools where there were some issues of structural defects and they were having to carry out precautionary measures. Look, it's in fairness for these schools, it isn't crisis level. They were able to get the works done over the midterm break, working very busy over the weekend. I think there was a crew of around 250 people working around the country on the schools. The main story is the vast majority of them are able to reopen, thankfully, for the parents and the staff and the pupils there.
Okay, Shane, you've been talking to parents this morning. What's their reaction been like?
That's right. I spoke to two parents. I spoke to Katerina Kozak and also Katerina Zakara. They're both originally from Ukraine and moved to Ireland in recent years. They both have children who attend Tyrrellstown Educate Together. And I first began by speaking to Katerina Kozak, and I asked her what exactly they were told and how she feels about the fact that the school her children go to has some issues that need correcting.
Yeah, it did, because it was very unclear, because obviously I would know much about construction and building, but it was unclear. We were told that it wasn't safe, and of course the fact that the school is a fabulous school, but the fact it's there 7 years, children go there, we were never told anything otherwise. We thought obviously all the snag lists were done properly and everything, and then all of a sudden we were told that we needed to leave immediately, the children needed to leave, and it's closed and it's not safe. It was very worrying, because the good thing was that nothing happened and it wasn't an aftermath. You know, we were told go and then it will be fixed.
Yes, Shane. Yeah. So where to now?
Well, I mean, for these parents, the big question is, what do we do about childcare? Because obviously parents can plan for midterm breaks, etc. But if you're kind of not sure when the school is going to reopen, they need to look for alternatives. And actually, speaking to these parents, it seems like some of them are going to share the child minding around the family. So I asked, what are they both going to do about childcare? And I spoke to Katerina Zakara first about that.
Today, actually, I'm lucky because my husband is not working today, so he can mind kids, but tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we must arrange something. But we have a few families here, we're friendly, so we're chatting between us and we're like sharing kids.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nearly like 2.5 weeks off.
Yeah, and Katerina, your situation?
Yeah, I only have one younger daughter going to this school, and she will be going to another school in Dublin 15. The point that I want to make, my situation is different now that my husband can stay with her, but I know a lot of families where both parents work, and it's a huge problem because they cannot find childcare.
And thanks to our reporter Shane Beattie, who's at Tyrrellstown Educate Together National School this morning. And we'll be keeping an eye on this story as it develops. And by the way, if you have any views on it, text it at 53106. We always like to hear from you.